This is the UA News. Lisa Milton. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, began preparations today to take over the U.S. government when he's inaugurated January 20th. He's expected to reverse some key policies of President Donald Trump. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say on a website they just launched that they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. On Saturday, Biden used his first national address to vow healing for a deeply divided nation, and he reached out to the millions of people who voted against him, saying, "Let's give each other a chance." His calls for reconciliation came even as President Trump argued that the election had been stolen from him and that legal proceedings would ensue. As he heads toward Inauguration Day, Biden's top priority is expected to be quickly naming a chief of staff. He said Saturday also that he would announce a task force of scientists and experts on Monday to develop a blueprint to begin beating back the coronavirus. He said the plan would be built on what he called bedrock science. Biden has promised that he will ask Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious diseases expert who has clashed with President Trump, to stay on in his role. Biden's team is also considering a climate czar to deliver on the promises made during his campaign to tackle climate change. Former U.S. President George W. Bush, a Republican, said on Sunday he has spoken to President-elect Biden to congratulate him on his victory. In a statement, Bush said Americans can have confidence that the U.S. election was, quote, fundamentally fair, its integrity will be upheld, and its outcome is clear. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Congratulations from leaders around the world have been coming in for Biden, including from German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. This morning, His Holiness the Dalai Lama wrote to congratulate him, saying, as you may be aware, this is a quote, "I have long been an admirer of the U.S. as the anchor of liberty, democracy, religious freedom, and the rule of law. Humanity places great hope in the democratic vision and leadership of the United States as leader of the free world. Particularly in these challenging times, I hope you will be able to contribute to shaping a more peaceful world." That's the end of the quote. Thousands of supporters rallied Sunday in ex-Soviet Georgia to demand a snap vote after the opposition accused the ruling party of rigging tightly contested parliamentary elections. The main thoroughfare of the capital, Tbilisi, turned into a sea of Georgia's red and white five-cross flags as protesters gathered outside parliament. The ruling Georgian Dream Party, led by a billionaire ex-prime minister, which won the October 31st polls with a 2% margin, has flatly denied the accusations of electoral fraud. But all of Georgia's opposition parties have refused to enter the new parliament, sparking fears of another political crisis in the Black Sea nation, where elections are often followed by accusations of fraud and mass demonstrations. Myanmar voted on Sunday in a general election seen as a referendum on the fledgling democratic government that remains popular at home but has seen its reputation collapse overseas amid allegations of genocide. While results are not expected until Monday, leader Aung San Suu Kyi's ruling National League for Democracy is predicted to have a comfortable win coming. And protesters gathered in Belarus on Sunday for the latest in weeks of unprecedented demonstrations against strongman Alexander Lukashenko, with the opposition leader saying she hopes to soon meet with U.S. President-elect Biden. For 3 months running, tens of thousands have taken to the streets of Belarus on Sundays to protest against the disputed re-election of Lukashenko, who has been in power for more than two decades. Lukashenko's opponents are demanding that he hand power to Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, a political novice who ran against him in the August 9th presidential race. From exile in Lithuania, the opposition leader said protests would continue until victory. She also congratulated Biden and said she hopes to meet with him soon. Lukashenko on Saturday called the U.S. vote a mockery of democracy and said he doesn't expect relations with Washington to change, no matter how the election came out. Marissa Milton, VOA News.